This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Chris and Corinne McLaughlin are on their way down the coast of South America in a 1978 Skyhawk, on a two-month journey from Cape Cod to Cape Horn to help raise awareness about the need for more organ donors. Chris was a pilot for British Airways, flying 747s all around the world, until one morning in 2010 when he collapsed at his home in London. Soon after, doctors told Corinne his liver had been damaged from a childhood exposure to hepatitis, and they gave him just 2 weeks to live.
It wasn't until day 14 that they found a liver for me that said it was the right size, the right tissue type, blood type, not too fatty, everything was perfect. And I mean, really, it was the final sort of hours of my life kind of thing, and they got this thing in me.
So then you had quite a long convalescence, and that's when you came up with the idea for this trip?
And I dressed this up way back in the dark days and thought, how far could we get our airplane? Wouldn't it be fun to do something sort of in support of organ donation? Because it's just an amazing thing that, you know, people give of themselves and help save others. Our sort of home, when we're not in England, is Nantucket Island off Cape Cod. And Cape Cod to Cape Horn had a nice ring. And Nantucket used to be the whaling capital of the world. And you know, rounding Cape Horn to get to the whaling grounds in the Pacific was kind of where all the bounty came from. And there just seemed something sort of symbolic about struggling down to Cape Horn and returning and trying to just use this journey as a way of getting people to think about, you know, signing up to be an organ donor. Because we lose 18 Americans every day, 1,000 Britons a year, 500 Canadians a year, because there just aren't enough donors. And a single donor can save 8 lives and approve 75 others. What would you like to know about the flight so far, Mary?
Well, I'd like to know a little about the logistics of your flight and your airplane and your flight planning and how you're dealing with all the challenges of making that kind of long distance in such a small aircraft.
Well, it became fairly evident that we need some help along the way. So we sort of have a few sponsors who are doing various things for us. Signature Flight Support has been wonderful. And we were able to become friends with Bob Gannon, who you've probably heard of him. He's flown his 182 around the world for pretty much 10 years. He just keeps going around, and then he sort of had so much fun once that he did it again. And the minute he got back from his second circumnavigation, I phoned him, and he was off to the South Pacific again. So we got a lot of little tidbits and information from Bob, and Air Journey have done a lot of the permitting. And in flight planning the route, I mean, initially I found a pen that was about the length of a tank of gas, and Corin got me a map at a bookstore in Hyannis of the whole of South America, and, you know, we had this pen that was the length of a tank of gas, and I sort of worked my way, down the continent and discovered that we could pretty much get the whole way down with 4-hour legs or less, and we've got about 5 hours of fuel, I suppose, maybe slightly less, four and three quarters. But if we don't go over 4 hours per leg, we should be all right. And generally, we have options. There are one or two fairly hairy stretches. The next one's a bit much because we're going from Grenada to Georgetown, Guyana. And you don't really want to divert into Venezuela in an American airplane. If we had to, for safety reasons, it would be fine, but it would just be better not to. We're also going out to the Falkland Islands. I actually, I called the Falklands and said, what do we do? And he put me in touch with somebody in Buenos Aires who helped me get the permission for that. That's about 360 nautical offshore, so that's going to be interesting in a standard Cessna. But 172s have done it before. We've made a friend in Buenos Aires, and he's said that all kinds of flying clubs have gone out there en masse to have lunch and stay a night or two. Getting back from there with strong, generally westerly winds is a little bit of a challenge, so we'll have to wait for a light wind day and work out an equal time point and a point of no return. But that's okay. So other than that, it's, 2-3 hour legs. I mean, coming down, we were a little over, I think we were 4.1 coming down from St. Martin the other day, which is long, but we had airports every 2 seconds along the route. It's not scary, you know, we've done a couple of, what do we stop in, Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, St. Martin, and Grenada so far. And it was all pretty straightforward, and where it was a little strange, somebody was there to help us. It's fun and it's worth doing. And certainly anybody can go out as far as the Turks and Caicos. That water crossing south of there to the Dominican is a little bit of a challenge if you don't like overwater stuff. But, it doesn't take that long. It only takes about 45 minutes. And the Caribbean chain is just breathtaking. I've never seen anything like the scenery that we had the other day. Just amazing. And South America is going to be generally pretty good fun. You know, we've got fuel stops, as I say, galore. Lots of little airports. Brazil actually has the second largest general aviation fleet in the world. I would have sworn it was Canada, but no, apparently it's Brazil, with Canada being a very close third. So there is a huge infrastructure there. We're using an app on our iBook, amongst others. We've got a Garmin, we've got ForeFlight, we've got a variety of things. The Jeppesen flight deck and JetView are wonderful. But we also have this little thing called AirNav Standard, and there's also AirNav Pro. One is like $10, another, the other one is, I think Pro is like $37.99 or something. And for an additional $10, you can download all of the WAC charts for Brazil. So we've got a full set of, you know, VFR charts for most of the continent. They also will let you download the ONC charts, which are the old Defense Department maps, generally 20, 25 years old, not so good for airspace, but plenty good for terrain. So, you know, we have a really good picture just on our little iPad of the whole continent, because, of course, we've got all of the Jeppesen data on there, too. Nothing really can happen on this flight that couldn't happen flying over to Kmart in Hyannis, or, you know, I could fall off a ladder changing a light bulb. There's nothing particularly risky about this. You're just kind of doing new stuff, and you're doing it further away from home. But, I mean, it's a great idea. Bob Gannon made a remark in an interview once that it was the best idea he ever had to go around the world twice over 10 years, and I'm starting to agree with him. It's a tremendous challenge. It's great fun. And, you know, both of us fly, Corin, you know, she's probably got about 600 hours now, and we have fun in the airplane together, and she makes great decisions around weather. We had some thunderstorm stuff up north of the Dominican the other day, but it's just fun. It's pure fun. Really great. You know, you don't know how much time you have in life, so don't delay. Do it now. Do it today. If you can afford it, obviously, there's that issue. But just go out and live the dream. If you want to fly around the Bahamas, go do it. It's great. It's easy. They're friendly as can be. Turks and Caicos, same thing. The whole way down through the chain has been wonderful, and we've got a whole continent to go and explore starting tomorrow.
Okay, so if people want to follow along with your adventure on the web and also find out more about being an organ donor, where would they go to do that?
We have links on our website, which is www.flightforlives.com, and the four is a number four, so flightforlives.com. We have links on there in any of the three countries I've mentioned. You can click on those, and it'll just take you to a website where you can sign up to be a donor. And don't forget, tick the box, become a donor. Why not? No reason why not.
Okay, well, thanks very much, and I hope you have a great trip, and keep in touch with us.
Will do. Thanks, Mary.
This is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.